Phonics Booster Books, number 35, The Lucky Penny. It was a great day for the park. Jim had it all planned out. First we swim, he said. Then we eat. I brought some good things to nibble on. After that, we can play paddle ball. Ricky wanted to come too, but Mom said no. She wanted Ricky to stay at home and rest. Ricky has a cold and a sniffle. There are three of us, Ricky, Jim, and me. Ricky is the little one. He has dimples when he smiles. Jim is the tallest. He thinks he knows it all. I'm the middle. My name is Jill. Jim got our pool passes and our towels. We need to take two buses, he said. Do you have any money? I grabbed my backpack and made it jiggle. I had a lot of dimes. I had a lot of nickels. I had no pennies. No pennies? Oh, no, I groaned. My lucky penny. It's lost. I checked again and again. Wait, Jim, I called. We can't go yet. My lucky penny is lost. Are you sure? Said Jim. It must be there. It is not, I said. I looked twice. This is where I always keep it. It's lost. Jim put his bag down. Then let's find it, he said. I'll find it, said Ricky. I'm the best at finding things. If you know me, you know about my bright, shiny, lucky penny. It has always brought me good luck. I take it with me every day. My lucky penny never lets me down. Here's one example. I had my penny at the school play. Even though we got there late, we got good seats. Ricky and I sat right in front. Here's another example. I had my penny at the math test. Even though the test was hard, it seemed simple. I got 10 out of 10. And here's another example. I had my penny at the dog show. Even though Sparkle would not sit, we were the winners. We got first place. But where was my penny now? I bet I know where it is, said Jim. He rushed to the front room. Ricky was right behind him. Lots of things get lost down here, Jim said. He picked up a pillow from the couch. Ricky zoomed across the room. He darted in front of Jim. Then Ricky threw pillows all over the place. Here, Penny Penny, where are you, Penny? He yelled. Jim and I started to giggle. Ricky looked at us with a big grin. Hey, he said, look what I've got. That's the way to go, Ricky, I shouted. I ran over to get my lucky penny. It wasn't my penny, though. It was a part of a jigsaw puzzle. Wow, said Jim. That's been lost for weeks. Good old Ricky, said Ricky. It's from the puzzle Uncle Bill brought me, said Jim. I didn't know where it could be. Thanks, Ricky. Now that puzzle won't be such a mess. Yes, said Ricky. Lucky, lucky. It was lucky. But where was my penny? I bet I know where it is, said Jim. He walked over to the table. There was a pile of things on top. I always put my odds and ends there. Jim started to look through the jumble. He picked up a rattle and gave it a shake. Mine, said Ricky. He grabbed the rattle and then he threw it down. Ricky looked at the pile on the table. Then his face lit up. He started to play. Things went flying around in a wild scramble. Here, Penny Penny, where are you, Penny? He yelled. Jim and I started to giggle again. Ricky looked at us with a big grin. Hey, he said, look what I've got. Okay, Ricky, I shouted. I ran over to get my lucky penny. It wasn't my penny, though. It was a baseball card. Ricky brought it over. He made a little bow. I took the card from him and looked at it. Wow, I said. It wasn't just any old card. It was Dan Maple, my best baseball card. Thanks, Ricky, I said. That's been lost for 2 weeks. For weeks. I didn't know where it was. That card is hard to get. Yes, said Ricky. Lucky, lucky. It was lucky. But where was my penny? I bet I know where it is, said Jim. He picked up the end of the rug. He peeked under it. There was just fluff and dust. Then he picked up the other end. Ricky zoomed over. Jim and I got out of his way. We had to move fast. Ricky slid under the rug. All we could see was a bump. Wiggle, wiggle, said the bump. Ricky was having fun. Here, Penny, Penny, where are you, Penny? He yelled. Jim and I started to giggle again. Ricky looked at us with a big grin. Hey, he said, look what I've got. Thanks, Ricky, I shouted. I ran over to get my lucky penny. It wasn't my penny, though. It was a little key. I've never seen it. Jim had never seen it. But Ricky was all grins. He waved the key around in the air. My key, he said. My key for my best red box. Come on, Jim. Come on, Jill. Let's get my box. Now we can see what's in it, said Jim. That box has been shut for a year. Yes, said Ricky. Lucky, lucky. It was lucky, but where was my penny? Ricky ran to his room. Jim and I were right behind him. Ricky ran to the table by his bed. He had lots of boxes there. Big ones, little ones, beautiful ones, ugly ones. He picked up the box in front. It was red, and had a gold handle. I put the key here, said Ricky. Then I do this. Then it goes click. And now I lift up the lid. Hey, said Ricky. Look what I've got. And there it was. And there it was in the box was a penny. It wasn't my penny, though. It was just an old, dull penny. Then Mung came home. We told her about looking for my lucky penny. Jim told her about the places we looked. I told her about the lost things we got back. Ricky told her he felt fine. And right then, it started to rain. Lucky you stayed home, said Mom. That's the end of the story. I never did find that lucky penny. But you know what? I didn't need it after all.